thirsty, a truly wealthy wife. The book of Proverbs ends with a special chapter about a good wife. And what can we read here? In chapter 31, verse 3, we read, "Give not your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings." Now, this is a parable. Because in the Bible, we read that the good woman is the one who stays loyal to the Lord, loyal to her husband. And the bad woman, the whore, she looks for other men. And it's a parable for churches which go astray. Churches that choose their own ways without the law of God. And here, give not your strength unto women. Give not your strength to wrong churches. It's a way that destroys kings. Kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, this is the son of this queen mother, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Lest they drink and forget the law of Moses, the law of God. A parable again. The devil, clever as he wants us to be drunk. Drunk by wine and drunk by teachings which are false teachings about God. And if you drink these false teachings, you will be drunk. And we go on here reading what a virtuous woman will do, how she acts. Her price is far above money, far above. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Supporting, helping each other. Now when we read all these, we see it's more than just words. The whole chapter is a parable, a story, a love story between God and his people. And he wants us to be a virtuous woman, a loyal church, not going ways of our own, not leaving the Lord's commands, but loving him, staying with him, being loyal to him. This will lead to a blessed life. And only this will lead to a blessed life.